Look at that, Barney, come on down.
Cool.
Merry Christmas, Barney!
Merry Christmas!
Woohoo! Do you like my new setup?
It's really nice. It's festive.
Hasher?
Hasher.
Welcome to No BS with SB.
Let's go!
But I'm so happy you're here. Let's, once again, just to be sure you're in the good. Yeah!
Yes.
You're beautiful, Barney.
Thank you. Steve.
So, listen, so welcome to No BS with SB, because I repeat that because the concept of my podcast is to present professional comedian, middle comedian, and newcomer.
Yeah.
You are a newcomer.
Yeah, it's been 3 months.
3 months? Yeah. You're a baby. 3 months.
Yeah.
So, okay, so let's go there. How old are you?
21.
You're 21 years old?
Yes.
And when did you realize you're funny? You remember?
I don't know, just like in high school.
High school?
People are fucking mean, and I'm like, and I used to, you know, have like sassy replies. They used to, you know, in high school, they used to say, small dick, small dick. And I'm like, yo, we all have small dicks, we're 12 in high school, you know? Like, fuck.
People say to you, you have a small dick?
Yeah, but it used to be like, oompa loompa or some shit like that. I'm used to it. So like, I used to get a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Where I always say sassy things back.
So bullying for you?
I bully back for that.
It was good.
No, not good, but...
But you know when you because me, some people are not good when they get bullied.
Yes,
you fight.
Yeah, I fight back. Not with my fist, I fucking can't.
No, I know. But like, me at 12 years old, I will never say when somebody says I have a small dick, I will cry. I will not say, you have a small dick too, we have 12 years old, you know? You have already the repartee, you know?
Exactly, but there was a time where I was insecure and didn't say shit.
Yes.
Like some months ago, I realized that I took all those years from high school, like a couple of months ago, I took all those years from high school and primary school and I put them in my set. This time I got bullied, I'm like, okay.
You talk about bullying in your set?
Yeah, I talk about that. But, you know, I'm not perfect. I have to perfect my set and, like, make jokes and, like, make a story.
Yeah.
So I didn't make a story. I'm going to do it tonight. Or, like I'm going to start doing it more and more. But I'm still perfectioning it and everything.
Okay, so you said you did the college?
Yeah, but I'm a dropout college.
So how long did you stay there?
1 year and a half.
So 1 year and a half at the college?
Yeah.
So why you went at the college? You want to impress your mother, your father? Or it was really for you?
No, I just went because I didn't know where to go.
You didn't? Okay. You have a sister, brother?
Yeah, I have two brothers, two sisters.
Wow, four?
Five.
Plus you?
Yeah, five.
I have three sisters.
Oh my god.
So you already start to make people laugh in your life?
No, they hate my jokes. I shut up. My little brother, he looks like me without a beard. Like, really, he's like, shut up, you're not funny. But he's my biggest cousin. When I make him laugh, I'm like, fuck. I made him laugh, I'm good. So I practice every day on his ass. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna try this. Like, it's funny, meh, not funny.
Okay, so you practice with your brother.
Yeah, but it's not a good practice because, you know, like a friend who you know for years, if he does comedy, they're not sure if it's funny. Like, I'm used to your bullshit. Shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm used to your bullshit, you know? like what I do with my friends, like, yeah, I'm used to it, you know?
Okay, so when did you realize, because you said you never left your family.
Yeah, I never do laugh.
So how did you know you're funny, or how did you realize you should do comedy in your life, you know?
Because I was with my friends, and I was just complaining. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, by example, I was talking to Sid the other day.
Okay.
And I'm like,
shout out to Sid.
Shout out to the big man here, literally. And I'm like, yo, like, by example, that's the recent one. And that's when I'm new, because I'm like, yo, I have problem with bookers. Like, you know when you book people and they don't show up?
Because, like, yeah, but you knew.
Yeah, I know, but some people like the day, I'm like, oh, my son's sick. Bitch, you had all the fucking day. You text me 2 hours before. What the fuck? Because, you know, I started booking my own show.
You said 15 times fuck in 5 minutes.
Dude, it's annoying. It's annoying, you know, booking and shit. And I'm talking to Sid. I'm like, yo, are they the conservative government or are they like people? Like, they're cutting every time. What the fuck?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So I start like raging and using my anger to express my point of view, and people find it funny. So I'm like, can I do it in a constructive way without insulting or degrading anyone, but make joke.
But you are a personage, you know that.
Yeah, of course, I'm a fucking midget, like, that's honest.
I don't say that.
I can say it, you can't.
I know, but my point is not just, like you said, you're a midget. It's more like a lot of midget can go on stage. You're more than a midget, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're charismatic.
Ah, thank you. That's,
no, but it's true.
It's true.
No, it's true. Look at your face. Man, I just look at your face and not in a bad way, by the way. Because it sounds weird if I said you have a funny face.
Yeah, funny face.
Because you're a comedian.
I love you.
Huh? You what?
I love you.
Why? I love you, Bobby. Don't sue me.
I know, but Jeremy does a thing.
But you, Jeremy.
Gabriel, he sued my car.
Ah, Tabawat, what? You're too fast, look.
Oh, sorry.
Come back, Bobby. It's 1 hour.
Okay.
So
ADHD.
Because in comedy, if you have a funny face, it's help.
It doesn't
help.
You know what I mean? I've learned, like, I did a set on the 9th, on the 8th, because we're at 25. So I did a set on the 8th of December. I did at the Grootopia. I did a set.
Grootopia?
Yeah.
Where is this?
It's near Holly's Pub. Fuck.
No coffee for you, eh?
No coffee for me. Okay. Where Vince and Walter have a show.
Yeah. Shout out to Vince.
Vince and Walter.
Walter.
Yeah, they're really nice. So close to them, there's Grootopia. I tried a set there, and that's the first time I'm like, yo, I am the size of Oompa Loompa, what's up? I dress it the first time.
Yeah.
I just go and make a story.
Yes.
Like, a Tinder thing and the Comic Con thing. I put them in a story, and everybody was like, yo, that's so great.
Yeah, because if you go on stage, and you don't start to talk about who you are,
it won't, like, you're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, you're special, you know what? So what, how you called yourself? How you call yourself on stage?
Like, no, I just came in. I'm like,
you don't say you're a midget on stage.
Yeah, I do say it, like, but the first thing I came in, I'm like, yo, I won't say all my joke, but I'm like, I know I look like an Oompa Loompa.
Are you a rapper, Bobby?
No, because that's what I talk.
Oh, yeah?
I do hang out with rappers. I'm in a French group named Les Anticipateurs. So I do hang out with them, and sometimes I'm a little raw in the way I talk. And I don't mean, that's why I understand when you say I have a funny face. Because you're raw too, just like...
No, exactly.
Just
my
talk,
point.
Yeah. No bullshit, just like, no bullshit.
Yeah, if you have only a funny face on stage, doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to do hard work, you need to be charismatic,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Okay, so, but I want, so no funny in your family. Nobody laughs about your stuff.
My dad laughs up to, my dad laughs. But sometimes, like, is he laughing at me or with me?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. So, did you tell him you want to be a comedian?
He went to Pakistan. He came back a couple weeks ago. So he didn't talk to me about it yet.
But so you didn't? He doesn't know?
No, they know I don't do shows and stuff.
He doesn't know you're a comedian.
No, he knows, but he doesn't know the extent of it.
So he never saw you on stage.
No, never.
But why you don't show him? I think you record video.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to show him at a bar. I want to show him at fucking just for laugh or better something, you know.
Okay, so you want your father saw you in 10 years?
2 months.
2 months just for laugh?
Fuck yeah!
Now you have big goal.
Bro, look at me. I'm not fucking winning 10 years like other artists.
Why you? Why? What? Who?
I'm not winning 10 years. Oh. I'm not the best in the world at what the fuck I do. No? So you know, you're every day. Look, at least every day.
I don't want to discourage you, but it's gonna take 10 years to do just for laugh. Yeah.
Dude, look at me. Look at me.
Yeah, I look at you, Baldy.
Look at me. I do stand up every fucking day.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I know people because with myself and shit.
Say hello to him in 10 years.
No, bro. In 1 year, bro. I know people.
Bro.
Bro, in 1 year.
1 year, you're gonna do just for laugh?
1 or 2 years, I'm definitely sure.
Hey, shout out to just for laugh. Remember these kids?
1 or 2 years,
big
I'll
goal.
I'm telling you.
Big goal. You know what I mean when I said just for laugh?
Festival, not like.
TV show.
That's gonna take 5 years.
5 years?
Like, if you mean like they're gonna invite me, like I'm gonna preach or like.
You wanna meet outdoor?
Yeah, outdoor. The next month.
I never talk about outdoor. I talk just for last for me. It's TV show.
Oh, the TV show.
Yeah.
5 years.
Five years.
Cause
so 26. At 26.
You know, I know of people who works just for love. And not to brag, but I know people who know people, and they're like, yo.
You know people, you don't know people.
And they're like, yo.
Yo, yo, just for laugh.
No, basically, they were saying like, yo, listen, you're starting, once you're good, we'll put you on. But now, like, why would we put you on now if I suck? Because I'm only good, I only have a 10-minute set. 10-minute perfect set.
It's good 10 minutes for only 3 months.
Yeah, it's like 7-8 minutes of set.
Yes.
So I'm going to make 40 minutes.
Okay.
That's when I'm good at stage. So if I calculate, if I continue.
I love the way you talk, by the way, okay?
Thank you.
I don't know if it's because you just start or if it's your in your blood, the way you are.
Yeah.
But
maybe both.
But focus on that. Continue to be grinded and innocent, because this is the goal, you know? And you're young, man, you're young. You don't need to push yourself too fast to do just for laughs, because this is not the goal.
I know.
The goal, this is one of the goals. The goal, it's to pay your rent.
Ah, true, yeah, but right now.
You know, do you have a day job?
No.
Okay, so you live free in your
I'm eating my savings.
You what?
Eating my savings.
I don't understand.
I'm eating my savings.
Savings? Oh.
I'm eating.
But you're 21. Where the save arrive?
I work a lot because I used to go to college. Then, since I live with my parents, I don't pay rent. I pay the Wi-Fi and my phone.
C'est ça, you live with your mother.
Yeah, my mother and dad, so.
So you're lucky.
Yeah, exactly, I'm blessed with all stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why I count my blessings every day. That's why it's important to count your blessings every single day. I'm serious, I woke up, I'm like, I have a nice life. I have a bed, I have a shelter, I live with my parents, I don't pay rent for shit. Like, when I used to work, like 40 hours, yeah, I used to like pay my rent. You know, like pay them a little bit. When I stopped, I'm like, I can't. So I just use up my savings until I can't. But, because right now I'm getting paid like for a couple of shows there and there, but in French.
You do comedy in French too?
Yeah, but oui.
Wow.
Au Québec.
Yeah, you speak, you're bilingual.
Yeah, yeah, bilingual.
Do you speak better in French or in English?
I don't fucking know, to be honest.
So ask yourself.
No, I don't know, because in French, I do in French too, but in French, you have to suck someone's dick and know the right person.
Whoa.
It's expression, but
I didn't know you start fast.
No, no, but you have to know the right person.
Yeah.
And like, it's once you're in, you're in.
What you eat?
Once you're in the circle.
Yes.
Of French comedy.
Yeah.
You're in.
Yeah.
But it's tough to get it, even with my.
I mean, you just start.
Exactly, but I'm still doing.
If you think it's tough after 3 months, good luck.
Dude, I know. Don't worry.
It's the tough job.
I'm resilient.
It's a long
fuck.
Process.
I'm resilient as fuck.
You what?
Resilient as fuck.
Tell to the people.
I'm resilient as fuck. R-E-S-I-L-I.
You just did a mimi. A mimi. You're resilient as fuck. Resilient as fuck.
Resilient as fuck is the caption.
No, exactly. I know. But I know in your situation,
yeah.
It's not easy everywhere you go. You know what I mean? People judging you like that.
Every day I walk in.
Yes.
Subway. Look. Fucking day, I swear. That's why I've been at headphones.
Every fucking day you swear?
Yeah, because every.
When you mean you swear? You swear every. You say
every
fuck every day?
People look at me weird?
Yeah.
So every day I swear.
So how you react when you saw people look at you like too long?
I don't give a shit. I just say, what you gonna do, bitch? Like.
Look at that body!
Yes!
Hey, wow, honestly, wow. What we are did. Merci beaucoup. Make some noise for her, Baldy. Wow! Look at that. What we are doing? What is that?
Comfort.
Whipped cream and hot chocolate. Man, it's the first hot chocolate at No BS with SB.
Fuck yes.
Make some. Oh, I'm very happy you're here, Baldy. This is good for the diet.
Yes, ma'am.
And body?
I will want
it. So, it's so funny. The concept, you know what I mean? Do you like Christmas? Because you have a big family. Do you celebrate Christmas in a family?
We try, but it's cringy as fuck.
It's what?
Cringy.
What is cringy?
When someone tries too much, not it's funny because it's not, they try something, but it's not funny. It's like just, you know, like they try to be funny, but it's not, that's what's funny. Like The Office, you know The Office?
No.
The American version with Steve Carell.
Okay,
well. The Office, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like they try to be funny, but it's not, that's what cringy joke is. But it's.
No, no, my question is, do you celebrate Christmas at your home?
We don't.
You don't? So you don't have decoration like that? Me, I don't celebrate Christmas in general. Yeah. I celebrate the New Year, yeah, to remember like my year. How I'm grateful, mm-hmm, you know, about comedy. But I love what is that? The color, the light. Do you put light in your bed, in your bedroom?
No, I don't.
You don't. So, do you receive? So you don't have tree.
No, I don't have it at home because we're.
What is your religion? Do you have a religion?
Me, I don't. My parents are from Pakistan, so it's a vast majority Muslim country.
Okay.
I don't consider myself Muslim at this today.
Okay.
On 25 or 24 of December, whatever, I don't consider myself as a Muslim. I know I'm from Muslim descent, and I know I have Muslim heritage, and I know like.
Do you speak
Urdu? Yeah, I do.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you speak three languages?
Yes.
So you're a genius, man.
I wish, no.
Hey, you have a lot of balls to decide to jump in comedy, because comedy, you know what the problem with comedy, it's, they have no direction, no book.
Yeah.
You have to go somewhere where people do comedy, present yourself, wait your turn, yeah, and go on stage and bomb. You,
yeah,
know what I mean?
No,
this is the concept. You know what I mean? Everywhere, you know. And after 3 months, you have already your night of comedy.
Yeah, but that's
it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm fucking happy about it.
What is the name of your place?
Hashmoon.
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 Oh, the other guy.
Yeah, his name is Munir. My name is Asher. It's like a joke. We said, see, it's like we just want to have fun. That's basically it. We're like, yo, listen, he has no experience basically for now, and I have 3 months. So we're like, yo, we have a place we can host, because I have Goofy. Well done, shout out Goofy.
Shout out Goofy.
Goofy.
Stop imitating me on stage.
Yeah, Goofy's like my black stepfather.
Really?
Only comes up to help when I'm good, doing good in life. You know the joke that the black.
Hey, like I do? Why you don't shout out me?
Shout out Sebastian.
I just invited you to my podcast, Baldi.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Look at that. Let's go there. Okay. I know you talked about that. Just 1 second, because if somebody said in 3 months,
yeah,
you're gonna do comedy, you're gonna be funny, people's gonna help you like Goofy,
yeah,
you're gonna do my podcast, do you think you're gonna believe it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know I'm the fucking great at what I do.
You know, this is great what you said. So you believe in yourself, you're a little bit cocky, huh?
I love to
huh? Show your muscles, show your muscle, body. Woo! Because every time I did the ethnic show,
yeah,
at Abba and Preach,
yeah,
at the time, every time I go on stage, who I saw sit at the front row?
Yeah,
you, buddy. Yeah. So, you know what I love about you? It's, you study comedy,
yeah,
every night, everywhere,
yeah,
until you decide to jump.
Yeah.
And for people, listen, this is important.
Yeah.
Because this is why I do a podcast. Okay, for people who love comedy, for people who want to try comedy, for people who think it's easy comedy, this is why I do a podcast, to explain that in life. If you want to do comedy, you know, it's not because you're funny.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's, you need a lot of guts. You need a lot of patience. You need, you know,
pain. A lot of pain.
A lot of pain. You have to accept a lot of pain. And you, in your life, you have so many pain,
yeah,
because of your situation,
yeah,
that you took that. And you know what? You're already funny in 3 months. Imagine in 3 years, are you gonna be a killer, man?
I know. I'll be the greatest there ever was, ever will be. And
whoa! And me? You think I'm gonna let you see? See me? I'm there. You're gonna be there, okay?
Sure.
Don't try to go there. I will not be happy, man. But exactly, man. I'm joking, because the fun part of comedy, it's everybody have his road.
Yeah, everybody goes.
Exactly. Everybody do our stuff and we meet together and we enjoy and we share the same job.
That's
you know?
What I love, because there's like one time I did a bit about Jeremy and McKibbins.
What?
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Petit Jeremy, Jeremy Gabriel.
Oh, Kiki, you love this guy, yeah? You always talk about him.
I hate this guy. But whatever, I don't want
to. You know, Mike Ward win four trophy awards?
I'm happy one. I'm fucking happy. But by the way, so Jeremy, like, he came back into the news. I did a bit about him. And Vince was like, yo, don't say that again. Because that wasn't funny.
What was the bit?
I don't remember. I was just drunk.
You don't remember?
I was fucking drunk.
So you drink alcohol?
I stopped drinking, that's why. I drink less. I drink way less.
You drink what?
I drink way, way less. Just maybe one drink.
What do you like to drink when you drink?
Vodka orange juice.
So if I saw you in a club, I want to give you a drink. It's vodka orange juice?
Yes, sir. Exactly. That's what I do. That's what I do.
All right. No beer?
No. I that's why I don't drink a lot, too. Because yeah. with my size and shit, I'll be drunk in 2 seconds. Like this. Oh, I'm drunk already. Woo! What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're already drunk and you did not drink, you know, with the hot chocolate.
So much sugar, oh my God.
I know, man. I tried to lose weight, let's see, was not the best choice.
Oh, fuck. But here's the thing, so, you know, I have people who guide me. Shout out to Vince. Vince Michael, shout out to Sick for helping me out. Shout out to Goofy. Those are people who are helping me.
And me, I see. Why you don't say my name every time?
No, you're good too. You're
tell him.
Sebas.
What? Tell him.
Shout out to Sebas.
I'm calling. No, I'm going home. I'm tired, buddy.
No, but really, because they're the one who put me aside and they're like, yo, your joke didn't work. Here's why. Here's why it sucked. Really bad. And shut the fuck up with that joke. Here's why that's great. Here's what you should do. You know?
Yeah, but at the same time,
I don't think that.
You stop asking questions about other because your joke are not already you just start.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't ask questions when you start. You no, just bomb. Like hey, listen, yeah. It's important because when you go on stage,
I don't bomb.
Listen to me. You're gonna bomb someday. Okay, trust me. You're gonna bomb. No. If you never accept, you're gonna bomb. You're gonna bomb hard.
I know I bomb once.
You bomb. You should just. Why you lie? See, it's no BS with SB, buddy. Tabarnak.
Okay, look.
No, hey,
I bomb, but the listen, way. Go.
We're gonna talk about the bomb, but my point is, you have so many things to learn.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to talk to the mic.
Yeah.
How to be a good in mic. How to be good when people don't listen to you. The light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have so many. So don't. You don't need to ask, is it a joke, is funny? You don't know if it's funny. You have to believe in yourself before asking to other opener if it's good or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because your joke, maybe it's a killer joke, but you did not assume the joke on stage.
Exactly.
So don't ask somebody if the guy will say, no, the joke is not funny. He says, oh, fuck, it's not funny. It was funny, but you just not assume it.
Exactly.
So do your thing. You go bomb, practice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. It's fun when people recognize you, like they appreciate, they support you because this industry can kill you.
Yeah.
Because it's tough, a lot of ego, a lot of jealousy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
People.
Now people don't take you seriously, so maybe they help you. But when you're gonna start to be funny, remember what I said. They're gonna disappear, okay?
Well said. Yeah.
Jealousy.
Yeah, but there are comedians who like I talk to. They like, you know, they don't like me, but they will still like hang out.
Why they don't like you? They
no, but you see, like in
you,
the,
you feel it.
Yeah, you can feel it sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes you can just feel it. Like,
I always try to hide that.
Fuck it, I'm just kidding. Okay. No, but like the first time I came in at the show, I sensed like there was, you know, you can sense mystery. They look at you like not sure.
No, I mean, it's not. It's people are always impolite. In English, impolite.
Disrespectful.
Yes, you know.
Yeah.
Because you're special, and they look like
yeah,
you.
Exactly,
you know, like
exactly.
can you just?
Come twisty.
Yeah, exactly. Can you watch me like intemporel, like? do that.
Exactly. I think.
But they fix you, you know.
People do more that in the States when I went once. People look at me like this, but in Montreal, like you can see the tourists from those who are not tourists. Those are tourists who will be like this all the second they walk. The Canadians will be like just quick. Okay. You can see who the tourist knows from here.
Remember when I did the picture with Sid and you?
Yeah.
Like Sid win a tutu?
You asked me 5 times, bro. Don't
ask. I asked you 5 times to be sure, because I don't want to disrespect you.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny.
Yeah.
So Sid took him. And I wrote Sid win a tutu.
I know you asked me 5 times, like, bro.
Because I don't want to disrespect you. You know, you're generous to play the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But dude, if you ask me 2 times. Okay,
I didn't know you at the time.
True, that's true.
You know?
Okay, it's true, but that's...
No, I just see you like, hey, Baldi.
I see.
You know, now we are friends.
Yeah, exactly. But it's still, that's what, in comedy right now, I have to talk about one thing. If you let me, Jeremy...
I will not.
And Michael, fuck Jeremy. In my opinion, fuck Jeremy. I can say my opinion, I'm good. That's what, like, if we say fuck Muslim, in my opinion, people say fuck Muslims, in my opinion, and they're good. That's called opinion pieces in Journal de Montréal. That's what the free thinkers do. So if I say fuck Jeremy, in my opinion, I'm good.
So, yeah, but why you arrive, you said Jeremy and Muslim in the same phrase about,
I don't understand. It's the two piece of freedom of expression. You know, it's Jeremy can go and talk shit the media, calling pity Jeremy, but then they insult Mike Ward for like hours. I'm like, bro, you're the one calling him pity Jeremy. You are the problem, not Mike Ward.
Yeah, if you want to talk about Jeremy's situation, it's because people put his handicap in the story, okay?
Yeah.
Because if you remember the joke,
yeah,
Jeremy is the. It was not a superstar, but he was a celebrity. So when you're a public speaker,
you're allowed to make fun of.
Everybody can make joke about you.
Exactly. Yeah.
But because he has a handicap, people did not like that.
My
point? So this is why everything, because we could talk about hour of that. But the podcast is not about Jeremy Baldi.
True.
It's about you, Baldi.
But freedom of expression, that's like one of the things
Freedom of expression, but you have to realize that if somebody laughs about you in public, and you don't like it, you can go sue him. It's a free both side. Free expression is both sides.
Here's the thing. He made a joke about the untouchables. He made a joke about Céline Dion.
Yeah, but exactly my point. If Céline Dion decide they don't like the joke, trust me. I don't think it will be the same situation about Jeremy.
Céline Dion.
And by the way, it's not Jeremy, huh? You have a mix. It's not Jeremy.
It's mom.
No, it's the law. It's the commission of the right.
No,
listen to me. It's not Jeremy or his mother. It's the right of the commission, les droits de la personne, who decide to
because his mom and him. Listen, Jeremy, if he wanted to, and his mom could say, yeah, it's okay, don't have, you know. But they both cry like snowflakes. I'm someone with a handicap, okay? And I'm tired.
So can you talk about your handicap?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So what is your handicap?
I'm like a short person, but it's a form of dwarfism that is proportionate, and I look like a kid.
Dwarfism. What is that?
Dwarf, like a short person.
Okay, so, yeah, but I saw a lot of short person, and you don't.
Yeah, but I'm
because your arm and your legs are
proportionate.
Yeah,
and I look like a kid. I took the beard. That's
rare
in the rare in the rare. So like, in the rare part.
So let's go there, because Jeremy, it's not our story.
Okay.
So when did you realize you have an handicap? You remember?
6, 7.
So, is it your mother tell you that, or it's life? It's like, people to ask you questions.
My mom used to bring me to the hospital because I was a kid.
Okay.
And they're like, yo, it's not growing, what the fuck? Not what the fuck, but you know. And then they make tests. They, every 6 months they call me to check on my blood, to, you know, check up, whatever. So that's, otherwise it doesn't change anything. I just live my life. I don't care. Like, I try to live.
No, but I'm sure you cry a lot about that, though. When you realize you're not like everybody.
Yeah, I did cry when I was a kid, like, yeah. I thought about suicide and stuff.
Okay, really? You go so fast, so far?
Dude, like, I'm lucky I got my brother, who has that handicap too. My little brother. But I'm more open than anyone. He's more introvert. He's squad, like they say, squad of 5-6 people. And then I got together. Me, I'm always trying to be friendly with everyone. And sometimes it can backfire. So sometimes I did cry and was sad. But I build my confidence every time I go on stage. And I didn't cry for years.
Years, you said, or a year?
4 years, like 2 years.
Okay, so you don't cry anymore.
Yeah, but I'm like, I did an interview in French with my group. With Adamo from Okipasundu.
Okay.
And in the comment section, I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, people are mad, eh?
Yeah, after that, I met...
Are bad, eh? Bad people.
I met one of my boys from the group.
People laugh about you on the comments?
Yeah.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck.
Oh, you're so hard to yourself, man. No, never read that.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I know.
If people write shit in our comment, trust me.
I'm going to beat your ass.
No, man, I'm going to delete it. Oh yeah, I will.
Bro,
I don't need I don't need this kind of people.
Don't.
I will.
Don't.
I do already, so I'm gonna do it anyway.
Okay, if you want to
social. Yeah.
But I
if somebody have an opinion about something, I will not delay it. But if somebody insults you for nothing,
yeah, if like the guy's not funny, that's fair.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like that's fair. But yeah. You know, like.
I don't like his t-shirt with the cheeseburger. Okay,
but
you know what I mean?
I want only
by the way, this...
this is priceless.
Yes, and it costs you nothing.
$7.
Exactly.
Well, maybe, well, that's a shit.
Because if you're a real adult, it's going to cost you $70.
$14. It's only Navy, it's fucking shit.
So why you said it's precious?
Because it's fucking not good.
Yeah, mayonnaise. Ketchup,
cheeseburger,
mustard. I love cheeseburger, by the way.
Yeah, no, because it's just funny as fuck.
Yeah.
It's just because you look at it.
Is it your favorite?
I think that's one of my
most. This is my favorite, the ball.
Fuck yes.
So this is your. Is this your stage?
That's one of my shirts I love to wear.
Yeah.
I wear it.
No, you're beautiful. With
I wear it at NES sometime. I'm gonna wear it at NES next week.
At the NES?
Yeah, on a not next week, but on the.
So you play at the coming NES?
Yeah.
How many times you did the NES?
I don't know, a lot.
Wow, shout out to the NES.
Yeah, you know, they're the first one. Cause they give chance to everybody. So it's the advantage or disadvantage sometimes.
Why?
Because when you're doing a lot, then okay, the guy does a lot of shows, gonna put you after. When you're new, okay, come on, try stuff. Shout out to the NES, they give me my chance. Shout out to Bad Boys, you hear? Bad Boys Comedy Club, Bad Boys for Life. Like, Couscous too.
Couscous, Uncle Fuffy.
Yo, the guy.
This guy's amazing.
This guy's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, he's tough.
His couscous is good. you don't believe me?
No, I didn't eat it because I ate before I came. So I was hungry.
No, but you did. You never eat the couscous?
I was going to, but I ate before I came. In the couscous. So I'm like, I'm good.
Okay, but you should taste it.
I can't taste it too often.
You don't have the flu on stage?
Yeah. But it's really cool, by the way. When you're sick on stage, everybody knows.
Yeah, wait. So, let's go talk about your first show ever. So, because I want to know, who convinced you to do comedy in life?
That was Tronel.
Who?
Tronel. Is his stage name? No, it's his name. One of my friends, one of my groups, he was like, yo, you're funny, why don't you do it? I'm like, yeah, I want to do it. Because I did once before, and then after that, nobody laughed because it was like...
Where did you do the first show?
Brutopia. Brutopia.
First time ever?
Brutopia, it's in French.
First time ever,
yeah.
Your show?
Yeah, like two minutes maybe. I'm a midget because I just like, you know, quick, dumb shit, it wasn't funny.
But okay, let's go there. Let's go there. Yes, let's go there, man.
Oh, let's go. What's up?
You have to understand, the Asher at the time.
Yeah.
You have to respect this guy.
Yeah, I respect him.
You have to respect this guy because he opened the door for you. Yeah. Now, why? Look where you are.
Yeah.
Okay? This guy bombed for you.
Yeah.
He did the worst thing ever. He said, go on stage, you know. Yeah. So remember the day?
Yeah.
What was the date?
Yeah,
oh, you wrote that?
Yeah, I wrote every shit I do.
My exactly.
Calendar. Biggest calendar.
Yeah.
Give me a second. Look, all this. Set.
Yeah, you're a busy man.
I do set every day if I can.
Yeah, exactly. This is the, listen what he said. He works every night. No matter what, you want to succeed in life every night.
My first time
in Montreal, by the way. Imagine.
Yeah, I did it in, I think in Fox Street. It's been some time. Wait, I don't remember, but it was probably in like 1 year ago. I did.
1 year ago.
And then.
So why you said 3 months?
Because I did once.
Yeah, who care?
But then.
You start.
I
1 year ago.
No, I stopped.
No, who care? It's your fault.
No.
Alright.
No, listen. Listen, they ask me, people ask me, how long are we doing comedy, like, regularly?
No, I never said that.
Okay, but...
I said, what first show?
First show, maybe six...
1 year, you said?
1 year, 6 months, I don't remember.
You remember? you just want to cheat it. No, why you cheat? Listen, who cares? Listen, 1 year, listen, 6 months.
No, listen, I...
Listen. So, let's go to Brutopia.
Yeah, okay. Brutopia.
Who book you there?
No, it's open mic. Just
it's open mic, everybody can go there.
Yeah.
So, you go there, you sit. Put your name on the paper.
It has been fun. Where the fuck it is?
You remember where you are in the lineup?
I think I was the first or the second.
This is 2018, October, September 18, August.
No.
So it's more than 1 year.
No, it's...
Okay. You are in 17.
No, I didn't read... I didn't
June, August.
I didn't write it, that's why.
You remember it was cold?
I know it was hot.
February?
No, it's 19.
So... Remember where you were in the lineup? Are you first? Are you bullet?
I wasn't bullet because it is.
You are bullet?
No, I wasn't like the fifth.
Fifth? Who host?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? So for you this day it's very tough.
Yeah, very.
A lot of stress.
Yeah.
Because you don't remember.
No, it was like five people, so it was the biggest stress I had was my second show.
No, focus.
First
show. Who host? You don't remember.
Yeah.
You don't remember, and it's 6 months ago. Oh, you have difficulty with memory, or?
I do smoke a lot.
You what?
I do smoke a lot.
You smoke a lot?
By the way, you want the gift? You want that now or later?
What do you mean?
You have a gift?
Yeah. A Christmas gift?
Yeah.
No, what is the Christmas gift? What is that? Is it caramel?
Caramel, something inside of THC.
No, you want to drug me?
Later.
You want to touch me after?
Hey. Don't chew it. Keep it in your mouth,
I will not do that, Esti. I'm too scared. Look at that. This, like, this is what?
Edibles.
This edible?
Edibles.
So this is drug?
Yeah, drugs.
Inside the caramel?
Yes.
So is it because I'm fat you bring me that? Because you know I'm going to eat the caramel and forgot it's drug.
If you eat it, it's going to stuck to your teeth.
How much? I have to take all of the square?
Then just take a little piece, like a half.
The half. How many THC inside?
I think 0.5.
0.5 of all this?
Yeah.
So it's not 0.5. Is it big?
It's like a 5. It's like a coral. It's...
Is it I'm going to be high?
Yeah, you never smoke, right?
I smoke, but smoke and this is not the same thing.
But eat it when it gets home.
Did you do...
I bought it somewhere, I can't see.
So it's Mr. Yes.
I bought it somewhere, so I can't see.
What's happened if I took that?
You won't die. Nobody does of weak consumptions. Nobody ever died in the history of mankind.
So thank you, body.
You're welcome.
To give me caramel drugs.
Yes, caramel drugs.
Caramel is already...
That's the shit.
Caramel is already drugs. Imagine.
That's the shit.
Hey, merci, body.
Merci, toi.
Hey, okay, so wow. Okay, so where... Okay. So you put the caramel out. I don't remember why. What was the question? What question for? You give me a gift, a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Huh?
You don't remember? Oh, because you said you smoke.
Yeah.
It's why you don't remember.
Yeah, that's why.
So you smoke weed a lot? Do you take this often?
No. I don't think edibles because I like to smoke and like hang out and like comics after a show or before a show we smoke between us. So it's the social thing you see.
So you smoke before?
Not 30 minutes before. Because I used to smoke before. Now I don't smoke 30 minutes before. Because I smoke a lot. So for me, the effect goes in 15 minutes.
Is it a medicinal you smoke or just for fun?
A little bit of both, because sometimes I have pain in my joints.
Yes.
Because I have my hands kept and I have back pain.
Yeah.
And like, it's a chronic and like,
yeah.
My condition, it gets worse every year. You know? So it's not like I'm getting better, it's like I'm getting worse. You know? So I try to smoke and chill out and, you know, leave because I don't know if I die too. I don't know what the fuck is gonna happen to me tomorrow.
Really?
You never know, no? You never know, because we never know.
Me too, I don't know what's gonna happen.
Secondly, I don't know I didn't check. I'm too afraid to check. That's an honest truth. I'm too afraid to check what the age. The average age of a midget. That's, I don't know. I don't check. So that's why I don't think, I'll be in 10 years. Fuck that. I'll be there in 2 and 5 years. I don't have that time. 10 years, I want to have kids have my life in Miami, whatever. You know?
Ten years
is Miami. 5 years is just for laughs. 2 years is before. Like, in 10 years, I want to headline the Staples Center with Kevin Hart.
Whoa. 10 years, you want to headline at the Staples Center with Kevin Hart.
For Sugar Sammy and, like, big-ass names. I don't have time to, like, yes, I try to be humble, you know?
But why you decide to choose comedy? What's happening in your life to decide I'm going to do that? Because it's very difficult.
Because I can't do a lot of things. I can't play basketball.
Really?
I can, but I won't dunk, you know?
I can't play basketball.
I won't play with LeBron James, like with the Lakers and shit.
Yeah.
You know? So I can't do a lot of things, but one of the things I can do, like, you know, like, if you and me, we never done comedy, and we start tomorrow. I have an advantage over you. I have an advantage over everyone else, because I'm a midget, right? That's the only thing, I'm better than anyone else.
Yeah.
You just start at the same level.
Yeah.
You're better than me because you have your experience.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Right now, we're here, I'm right here.
Yeah.
But if you start here, if you start same level, I have a huge fucking advantage. Me, half of the work is done. Half of the work is done. Half of the work.
Yes, but the other half is the tough part.
Yeah, but you the thing is, you had years of experience to do that half.
Yes.
Me, I only have that half.
Yeah.
So I might catch up to you tomorrow, not tomorrow, but I might catch up to you.
I'm not a Pokemon, tabarnak.
I know, but
don't catch me, buddy.
I might catch up to you to everyone else. I'm really, like, competitive, but I'm really respectful and humble.
Yeah, and I understand.
I try to be like,
but, okay, so you you find your purpose in comedy.
Yeah, that's the only.
You said it's your life now.
It's my fucking life.
You dream, you eat every, you sleep.
I think about that every day.
Once
I wake up at 4 a.m. hungover as fuck, my head hurt. I'm like, oh shit, I have a joke. I wake up in my bed. Okay, good, I can sleep. Now, you know what I'm talking about. Every comic has that. I sleep comedy. I dream comedy.
Yeah.
And everything, I'm like, okay. You know, like, sometimes you talk to normal people, and you're like mean. I'm like, sorry, I don't want to be mean. Just the way I am. Like, you know, we see each other every day.
Yeah.
Tonight we're gonna be.
I have two shows tonight.
Exactly, we're gonna be. Me too. I'm gonna be at what? At 24, 25, right?
Yeah.
This is gonna be released on the 24, 25.
Yeah.
But before that, I have done 20 shows.
Yeah. Exactly. You do it. Around 30 show a month.
Exactly. That's what I want to do.
If you do that, you're gonna jump on other comic who chill. You know what I mean? And you're not there to chill. You hustle.
No, I'm chill too. Cause
you chill, but yeah. You hustle.
Yeah, I do both. Cause when I have time to chill, I chill. Cause I'm at Kevin's at 10 p.m. That's chill.
Yeah.
Cause everyone's probably done two shows.
Yeah.
They try, they're drunk, just have a good time,
Enjoy
each other, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Grumpy's is chilling. At 8 p.m., I have a show, comedy fundraiser. I go there, I do my shit,
And
I leave if I have to.
So you smoke a lot of weed, so you don't, you have a short memory.
No, like,
so you don't remember who host when you, the first time you did on this, you went on, you did your first open mic. You don't remember the guy?
My voice
so, do you, so I want to know, you sit there. The host call you.
Yeah.
You go on stage. Yeah. Remember the feeling to go on stage?
Oh my god, that's really really stressful. But the second time was way more stressful.
Stay with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
First time it was stressful, but not a lot, because there were like five people.
Stay with me.
Yeah.
First.
First time it was really
so you
stressful.
Go on stage, you go there, remember?
Yeah.
So how many people was on the in the crowd? Remember?
Seven, six.
Okay, so it was a small crowd?
Small crowd, yeah.
Seven, six, it's the comedian or it's the crowd?
Comedian most.
So you play in front of other comedian?
Not comedian, like musicians. I was the only comedian.
Okay. Oh, okay. Already? So who was the first four?
Musicians and...
Okay, you play after musician.
Slammers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I
feel the cold.
Yeah,
okay, so you go there. You took the mic, remember? You took the mic?
Yeah.
Did you have the stand?
No, just gave me... You took the mic and just gave me.
Okay. And what did you say?
I said, I'm such a midget. I just said, like, list of things why I'm short. And you know, if I think about it, that wasn't funny. Because people told me... Just talk about what you are. I took that literally. I didn't mean to make a joke about it. She just screamed about being a midget without making any jokes. It didn't work well. And I went over, I'm like, fuck. I was proud of myself. I tried.
Yeah, so how long did you stay on stage?
2 minutes, 3 minutes. I don't know.
You finished with what joke you finished?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I didn't write it. I just like...
You just go on stage.
Yeah.
Broke the ice.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but when you get out of the stage, what was your feeling?
Shame, but proud.
Shame and proud.
Shame
wow.
And proud. Shame and proud.
Listen, that's very important. Shame
and proud.
And proud.
Shame because
wow.
It sucks.
Are you a poet?
Maybe I am.
Because this is beautiful.
Maybe I am.
You were shame and proud at the same time. Bravo, man.
Thanks,
man. Bravo. This is going to be for the rest of your life. This emotion. don't if you said someday it's gonna be just proud, no. It's gonna be all your life shame and proud.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're gonna start to feel like be less I would say that like you're gonna less dramatize about the emotion.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Example, when you wake up look in the morning and you know you have a show tonight, you stress, huh? Me, I don't stress anymore. I stress just maybe the 30 seconds before I go on stage.
Yeah.
But before, my life, my day was screwed. Oh, I have goosebumps, man. Just think about that. Oh, no, I have a show tonight. I have 5 minutes to go on stage. And but the 12 hour on the day is going to be shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to always think about the stress, you know?
I do stress, but I need the stress to live. I love the stress. It pumps.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm like, yes, it keeps my heart beating at night. Fuck, because I'm talking about it, I'm like, you know, I talk fast. Because
yeah.
That's what keeps me alive. I have nothing to live for except comedy. I don't have a relationship. I don't have a lot of money. So the only thing that's...
Why you want to drug me? Yeah.
The only thing that's good for me is comedy.
Yes.
That's the only thing I'm good at in this life. So I'm doing as much shows as I can, learning as much as possible, and being the best at what I do as much and fast as possible.
Wow. Bravo, man. Make some noise. First time I clap. This is beautiful, Bobby. You're a great example, man, for people who's going to watch this, man.
But I'm telling you.
You know how many people are healthy?
Healthy.
Rich. Huh?
Yeah.
And they don't have gold. They are sad. They always complain. You have nothing for you in your life, like you know what I mean.
Yeah,
not what it's not me who say that. I repeat what you said.
I have a family.
No, I know my point. My point is you start negative in life.
Yeah, exactly.
You have an handicap. Yeah. You know people judging you. Okay, but you know what? I don't care.
Fuck this shit. Let's go.
I don't care. Let's go. Let's jump, man. And this is you. It's why I do a podcast, because you ground me. You make me realize that we complain for nothing. And you're a great example for kids or people who watch that. You know what I mean?
I see people complaining about a Subway. Yeah, it's cool complaining. Because when you complain...
Subway sandwich?
No, Subway, like the metro with problems and shit. I mean, that's fine. That's fine to complain, but shut up. We have a metro system that works most of the time.
Yeah.
And yeah, we need to improve. Yeah, we need to complain.
Yeah.
But give a solution or shut up.
I saw you. Yeah. Why are you not the mayor of Laval? Or the president of Canada, the prime minister of Canada, Bobby.
That's the first thing they told me. They told me, yo, be a politician, be a comedian.
Yeah, because you have all the answer. You talk like you see, you know everything.
I don't know everything.
No, but you know what I mean? And he said, Jeremy is, you should, the subway.
Yeah, but because I know that's it. Because I have someone with a handicap, and you can't use the handicap to fuck people over. If you have a handicap, be friends with everyone, teach them. Don't be like, I'm going to sue you. Don't do that shit. Like for example, if you're someone with a handicap and you're famous, right? And known for that shit. And the Jeremy was like, oh, everyone's mean to me. So why not sue the media? Why not sue TVA who made 4 hours of you smoking weed with a photo? Why is not suing TVA? Why not suing Radio Canada? Why is not suing Tele Journal or some shit like that for spamming him and ruining his life? Oh, wait.
You spit on my table.
Sorry. Is suing someone who makes a joke about living, who most of the media doesn't like?
Yeah.
That's who's suing because he's not.
I think it's Jamie. Just call about it. You're screwed, man.
Oh, shit. Don't
suing. Oh, don't answer.
Why am I running away?
Okay, so first show is done.
Yeah.
You're shamed and proud.
Yeah.
So you said you wait 1 year after that.
6 months.
You say 1 year. I'm gonna rewind
it. Ish.
Okay, so 6 months. Ish. Why you wait so long?
Because I got scared like a school.
Because the shame was more than the proud.
Yes. I was really like, okay, it was funny. I was like, shut up. Maybe it was a bad idea. Then one of my guys in the group was like, in my friend group was like, yo, you're funny, but you just need to practice being funny.
No way.
And you're like, you just try it, fuck it.
So where's the second show?
So the second show, I have a friend named Mark. He is in comedy. I went to meet him and he's like, yo, I'm like, yo, I wanna try, what should I try? He's like, okay. He gave me a trick. He's like, you have to make people laugh every 20 seconds.
It's a lot of stress when you start.
No, I know, but he told me, I'm like, yo, that's...
Me, you know what I would say? Enjoy.
I know, but yes, enjoy, but... Like I told you, I want to get better every fucking day.
But you can't beat the time.
I know, but you can't.
Time is time.
I don't have time.
You have time.
No, dude.
You just use it well.
Yeah.
Like others don't, they chill.
I don't
because
chill.
They think they have time.
I just chill at the end of the night and make him a grumpy.
So where the second show is in the...
Nest.
At the Nest?
Yeah, I email Nest.
Whoa.
I email them like, hey, I'm a first time comic.
Okay.
It's my second time, whatever.
Yeah.
I think the show has been a while. Can I try?
Remember the date?
I really don't.
No, you don't.
I really don't.
I saw your secret code, Bobby.
I don't care. Tonnage code.
So it's like this is August, September 19th. So it's far than that.
What is August?
Is it in the summer?
Wait. September.
So you send an email, they send you back an email, how do you respond?
September Comedy Nest.
September 2019.
Yeah.
17?
Yeah.
17, yeah. September 17. And so you are you pumped when you have the email?
I was like, yes, I was happy. I went there, I'm like, it was my first time. Oh, it's no worry. That's why I put you on Tuesday, try new stuff. I'm like, thank you a lot.
Who host?
Fuck. No, because I did a lot of shows, you know, because...
Listen,
if it was regular shows... Like
who host? It's the most important show. It's like I said, remember first time you have sex? Yes, what was her name? I don't remember her name. Come on. You live something amazing.
Yeah, but I was focused on...
You were stressed.
Yeah, I mean, I know who was there.
Because
I saw Paul, I saw Peter.
No, I mean, who was on stage?
Peter was on stage.
Remember when you walk and they give you the mic?
I know. I forgot his name. Fuck.
Okay, so, you remember the lineup?
Some, yeah.
You don't remember where you were in the lineup?
I was thinking third or fourth.
Okay, so you are always in a good position. It's fun. Because this is the Comedy Nest. Look.
Yeah.
Everybody, the biggest stars start there. Look.
Yeah, I also.
And
I
it's far. It's,
I went there.
You know, with the elevator, you have to, it's big. It's the Nest.
I saw the photo. The Sugar Shammy.
Yeah.
Mike Foley.
Whoa.
The wrestler who does comedy.
Okay.
I was like, yo, what?
Exactly.
I saw the photos. I was in the green room, you know, in the back.
Okay.
I was like, what? I was scared.
Yes.
No, I was like, and then the guy was in the chair, and I'm like, yeah, you're fat. I'm like, no. Why did I say that? Like, oh, right. Good impression.
I missed that. So
the guy was Michelle.
The guy who
and hosted.
roast?
Yeah, he roasted. He roasted Michelle.
Roasted.
Yeah, he roasted. He roasted Michelle, and I roasted her too. Even though I just started, and that's the first time I talked to her. So I'm like, oh shit, I'm sounding bad. And I saw all the photos in the green room, like I saw the guy from the Daily Show, the guy from there.
Yeah, but why you put you so much stress?
You saw all the photos.
Yeah.
It was stressful. Okay.
Why?
I don't know, I'm just stressed.
I know, but why you put you so much stress as
I just saw in the green room and
yeah,
all those photos, I'm like.
So you get out of the green room?
I just stay there and I just
okay.
I look at the mirror, I'm like, I drank before.
Look, what did you drink?
Vodka orange juice.
Vodka and juice.
Vodka.
Orange juice.
Yeah. So I'm now.
So now you're drunk.
But now I stop drinking because now I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't,
and you're not shy anymore.
Yeah, fuck it.
So, so you go on stage.
Yeah.
In a real club, no?
Yeah.
Do you remember how many people was there?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
It was fun.
So, so what joke did you said? Did you do if the first time you don't have joke?
Yeah, I said. Hi, my name is Ashraf Ahmed. I know people think I'm a terrorist, and it's really scary for you. But don't worry, even if I make a bomb, it won't be that big because I'm small. Like, you know, just some shit like that. Like, now I get better jokes, but you know.
No, hey, yeah. Everybody starts somewhere.
It worked.
So how many times you did?
That one?
Yeah. Did it 5 minutes, six, seven?
5 minutes.
Did you see the red light?
Yeah, I saw it.
You saw the red
yeah.
light? You respect the time.
Yeah, I always respect the time.
And you get out of the stage?
Yeah.
Now I want to know what do you remember.
Okay, so I go on stage and my friend who was troopers, they come to see my show. So the green room is there.
Yeah.
And the stage is there.
Yeah.
Like the green room is there, the stage is there.
Yeah.
Like the guy came, I go back like this, a tour, I say I have to rush down. I go back here, I sit with my friends who are troopers, they gave me a drink. Nice.
They said that you were funny?
Yeah, they said you're funny, but thanks. But you know.
So now, what did you feel? You said, it's for me?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Did you drink too much?
A little too much.
You celebrate?
Yeah, but that's what I started doing every day. Because the third day I had at Bad Boys du Rire Comedy Club.
Whoa.
I went there and I did a show there. So my second and my third was in a row. After that, the rest of the shows. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Since that, I'm just continuing doing shows.
Yeah.
Shows left and right.
So, now, after, like how many shows you did? Like, 60 shows at that?
Let me see.
In your memory, though.
60 shows.
60 shows around September, October, November, December, 4 months, 20 shows a month?
30 shows.
20 shows a month?
25. So, maybe.
So, maybe not too far off 100 shows.
Yeah.
In 4 months.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Look. Every day, grumpies. Every day is my.
I know. I'm there.
Kids. You see me, right?
Yeah.
I did comedians before.
Yeah.
I go at Osmo's open mic.
Yeah.
I.
McLean, it's closed, but it was. Did you play at McLean?
Yeah, of course I played.
McLean, McKibbins, the small world.
I bought myself some chicken wings.
Whoa.
we had to pay. A bulldog.
That's why they closed. McLean?
Yeah.
They give wings free?
No. I had because they were not other people, so we had to buy something to perform.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to buy something to perform?
On McLean. That's why they closed, because it didn't work.
What?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I thought they give free wings.
No.
You have to pay wings?
No, to buy yourself a drink or something
okay,
to perform.
Really?
Yeah, McLean's, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That's why they closed, because not other people came.
No, they closed because they're going to construct condos.
Oh.
Yeah. The Peel Pub's closed too.
Oh,
so what do you want, if you have to ask a gift to the Père Noël, to the, what is the Père Noël in English?
Santa Claus. Yeah.
What do you want to ask to him if you believe in that? Look, what gift do you want in 2020?
End of crony capitalism.
You what?
End of crony capitalism.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know.
No, in your life, not in the world. I want the
peace. Socialism.
You want, huh?
Socialism.
You want just for laugh?
Yeah, no, for what I will say, I want better opportunities to show myself.
Better opportunity to show yourself?
Not just for laugh. I want the opportunity
yes.
to show my work to just for laughs.
Why you don't go to Absolute Comedy in Ottawa or Yak Yak's Ottawa?
I don't have a lift.
Okay, so if I have a lift, you gonna come?
Fuck yeah, man, yo. Look, don't ask, just tell me, yo, Bondi, I have a date.
Bondi, you said?
You say Bondi, call me Bondi.
Yeah, Bondi.
Hey, Bondi, c'est Bondi ou Bondi?
Bondi.
Comment tu dis Bondi?
No, it's pas Bondi.
C'est Bondi.
Bondi, like okay. Bondi's.
Okay.
He always said Bondi, Bondi.
I thought you said Bondi.
No, why?
I said Bondi.
Bondi.
Dude, it's Bondi? What the fuck?
No, you say, yeah, because first time I meet you, you said, hey, Bondi. Bondi. No, it's like erection in English.
No, because you said Bondi to everyone. You said Bondi to everyone. I'm like, what?
How are you, everybody?
Okay.
So what is your ultimate goal in 2020? Give me you want to play like 200 times, you want a beautiful open mic who you're going to host and produce? You wanna start to make a little bit of money?
I wanna start to get a little bit of money. That's the thing I really want, because I'm getting broke. I'm going broke. That's the only thing I want. The other shows, at school, I can get it anyway. I can get my own shows. I just wanna get paid to do comedy in French and English. Because in French, I'm starting to get paid in certain shows.
Yeah.
But in English, it's hard.
Do you prefer to play comedy in French or in English?
Both.
But your favorite?
Sugar Sammy Stark, both. Bilingual
tabarnak. What, your favorite?
Both.
What do you like? Do you prefer make joke in French or in English?
Both. I like both.
Really?
I do both because it's funny. I just love this. Cause, yeah, of course, when I talk in English, I just do. I'm much in English. And most of my set is in English, but.
Shout out to Bert.
But yeah, I prefer to do. In English, but I prefer both because that's how I talk, you know?
Yeah, because if you continue to work like that, at the end of the 2020, you're going to have a killer 15 minutes. Killer.
Thanks.
You know what I mean?
I have 20 minutes, don't worry.
What, you know what I mean? So you're going to maybe medal at the Ness?
Yeah.
You know? Or have spot at the weekend?
Weekend. I want weekend.
Exactly.
I want Sid to tell me, Asher, like I want Sid to tell me, I want Sid to give me a message and be like, Asher, I want you on the weekends and get paid. Yes!
You never play at the Peroni, eh?
Not yet.
Best place ever.
Not yet, for now.
What? Ask him. He's not Sid. You want to say something to you? Tell him.
When I be there, that'll be the best place. Until now, it's not the best because I'm not there. Ah.
Oh. Ooh. Cocky and proud.
I'm fucking cocky. I don't care.
You're cocky, buddy. In the good sense.
I know. I'm not.
Because I saw cocky people who don't put the work like you do.
Yeah, I do. I put the work as fucking possible.
Yeah.
As I can.
Yeah.
Like, I don't stay at home. I do chill. Like I stay at home, play PS4 when I can. But when I have shit to do, I put my PS4, I go out, take my shower. If I can't eat, I'll eat outside. Fuck it. I always try to be on time. I'm always on time. Always. I've never been late once at a comedy show or even. Never. Yeah. I hate being. Like, I don't like being late. Even in school, I was like 30 minutes before. I'm like, what the fuck? What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you're a great human being.
Thanks, man.
I'm very happy to meet you. I'm very happy you accept to come here.
Of course.
To talk about. Anyway, you're going to come back?
Yeah, of course.
For sure. Because you have. I want to know the. I want to know what's happened in your life next year.
Let's go.
You know what I mean? Because the way you work like a regular comic, do in Montreal in general, like between 80, 100 show.
Yeah.
And you do like the twice. Or the third, you know what I mean?
Yeah, most of them have a day job or kids. I don't want kids.
You don't want kids?
I don't want girlfriend.
You don't want a cat?
I see just a cat. Hey, take one. Like Simpsons, you know?
You don't want girlfriend?
Like, look, if I have one, I'll have one. But right now, it's just...
You don't run about that?
I don't want to rule. Like, you know how sexually...
You don't want her?
I wish I had her.
Hey, don't touch her. See, why you do that, Bradley? Sorry, and she's dead, tabarnak.
Dude, if I die, laugh about me, alright?
If what?
If I die tomorrow, laugh about me at the show.
If you lie?
If I die,
right?
laugh about me at the show.
No, I will not.
Laugh about me if I die, tabarnak.
I'm gonna cry, buddy.
So laugh after that.
I'm gonna cry, buddy, because you're amazing. You're a great inspiration for everybody.
Thank you.
For me, I learned a lot with you.
Thanks.
Okay, because you're funny. You are a fireworks, a sea of positive. you could give up, man.
Huh?
You could give up in your life.
I
You can say fuck it, and you decide. You decide to. You know what? I'm gonna do what I wanna do, no matter what people think.
Yeah.
No matter how people think, what time's gonna take, I'm gonna do it. And I believe you. You're gonna do just for laugh. But don't put use time or stress. Just focus with the flow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's for sure you're gonna do just for laugh. Do you think the Expo is gonna coming back in Montreal? Do you love baseball? Do you ever see a baseball game?
I went once when my friend played.
Where? Okay, play.
Plagiary.
Okay, but you never saw a baseball game?
No professional.
Okay, is it something you would like to see someday?
Yeah, why not? Like, I love sport. Like, I love to
What play. Sport you like?
Wrestling.
Wrestling?
Yeah.
Body.
Yeah, PST.
Hey, I love wrestling.
Sami Zayn. Fucking, I love these guys. That's fucking
Do you like the new AEW?
I don't watch it because I don't have time.
Okay.
But I finish the show at like 11 every night. I'm fucking dead on the time.
I mean, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, but I don't. If I watch it, I'm gonna watch it full.
Who is your favorite wrestler?
Favorite wrestler?
Wait, you said the name, huh? You said the guy.
Sami Zayn, but he's not my favorite.
No.
It's gonna be John Cena. Like.
John Cena, he will never give up.
Dude, that's the thing, dude. That's really cringy, like, answer, but that's my generation. I'm born 1998, right? That's the generation, that was my generation, was Undertaker, CM Punk, John Cena, Batista, the old one, and Triple H.
The Rock?
The Rock, he was gone.
Okay.
But now I don't like him. I love him, but I don't like what he has become in the wrestling industry.
Okay.
It's like Brock Lesnar.
Me, I don't wanna be old, but me, I love Hulk Hogan.
He's cool, but he's from another generation. Let him die.
I know. I'm old, buddy.
Look, that's the generation from Steroid, being racially fucked up, like.
Jack the Snake Roberts.
Oh, I met him.
No, you meet him. You have a picture. No way. What is the coincidence? Can you open it? I'm gonna show to the people.
What? Dun, dun, dun.
Why software?
I don't find a picture, but.
Oh, you don't? You don't? You have a picture?
Yeah, I know, but because you don't know wallpaper. But
okay.
It's too long.
I'm gonna show you the. Yeah, with the. Well.
Wait, wait.
Okay, bye bye.
Okay, give me a second.
You have the picture?
Yeah, you see. Let's go back.
A beautiful picture, man. Do you know Jack the Snake Roberts do comedy now?
Really?
Yes, man. You do comedy?
Tabarnak.
He's a comedian now.
Tabarnak.
You didn't know?
No. I just
couldn't. Oh, oh. The mic drop.
Carlos.
Other check. Fuck, is dead.
Fuck, I can find the photo with. One with Comic Con.
No, man, but go back, the screenshot. I'm gonna just show the screenshot.
With Comic Con?
No, oh, I saw you're naked, Baldi. No. You take picture of you naked?
No.
Why? No. Hey, you have so many pictures to delete that?
Yeah, sure, one day, but with. My collection. Carlos.
But then, yeah, people wait. Look,
okay, fuck it.
Show me the picture. Yeah, thank you. Right. Okay. Oops. My aunt. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what's happening with your phone, buddy. Yeah. Can you delete that?
Yeah.
Do you think Montreal Canadiens is gonna make the playoff, buddy? No, huh? Do you watch hockey?
I used to watch, but not anymore.
Okay, so you can see. Oh, you is it a real snake?
No, it's a fake. You can't have a real snake because there's lizards there, lots of animal. And I took a photo with him. Yo, I met Michael Madsen. You know him?
Who?
Michael Madsen.
So it's your beautiful body.
Merci.
So is it Darth Vader suit?
Yeah.
You have the Darth Vader suit, man. Look how I'm. You have the Darth Vader. Do you love Star Wars?
Yeah, I love Star Wars.
Hey, man, it's our year.
Yes.
Mandalorian, do you like Mandalorian?
I didn't saw it yet.
You have to watch Mandalorian. It's.
I don't really have time. I'll just.
Yeah.
All I do is comedy. If comedy was a joke, I'll sniff it.
Whoa, yeah. I think we're gonna finish on that. Let's sniff comedy, buddy.
That's good.
Hey, let's see. Take. People say bye bye to Hasher.
Peace, guys.
The Legion.
The Legion.
The Legion is
the click.
The click.
The click.
What is that?
Let's do that. Isn't that from DX? That the click from DX? Because you know wrestling?
Yeah.
Triple H, Shawn Michaels.
Okay, Triple H. Yeah, yeah.
All those guys, they had a click.
They have a clique?
No, they had a clique from, they had backstage helping each other.
Okay.
And like giving a beer, and they had friends, Triple H, Shawn Michael, Kevin Nash, X-Pac, they had a clique. So we're a clique now.
Okay.
The clique.
Oh, we are in the clique, Bobby.
Clique, see.
Say, can you say something in last, like maybe repeat for the people at home who have a dream, but they are scared to jump?
Dude, nothing matters in life. So just do what you gotta do. It will matter at the end. Boom.
Taba.
Fuck yes, Steve.
Yes, buddy. Let's go eat caramel.
Let's go.
Drugs caramel, buddy.